Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
Better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
It's ETF of the week time, and Tom Lydon is in the house. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that can give you kind of everything you might want about ETFs. It can give you all the news, tell you what's new, what's happening, what's developing, what's changing. And then it also can give you some interesting picks to look at and consider for your portfolio. And, of course, then there's other services as well if you're looking for more information. So ETFtrends.com, that's the website. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Utilities Select Sector Spider ETF. Ticker symbol XLU.
It's the XLU, sort of one of the classic ETFs, the Utilities Select Sector Spider. Utilities, a place that a lot of people didn't like to go. It got beaten up 2015. It was down. The sector was off. But the five-year return on this fund has been great. So I'm curious, has the trend turned here? Because certainly there would have been a point where this was under its 200-day moving average. So where are we on the trend right now, and how much of this is a trend play and how much of this is, okay, wait, I'm just actually trying to play some defense?
A couple things. First, Chuck, a good thing to look at with utilities is as the temperature gets warmer and more people are cranking up their air conditioners, that's really good for electric utility companies. So where in general, if you're timing the market, people say sell in May and go away. Well, for utilities, it's the exact opposite. Start buying as people are getting ready for warmer weather, because in this ETF, 62% or almost two-thirds are electric utility companies. The rest are multi-utility companies, and small amount are water and power. With that in mind, it's a big component of our resources, for sure. They do also have an inverse correlation to treasuries. So if the Fed is, in fact, continuing to hike rates, that actually isn't bad for utilities in a very interesting way. As far as the trend, it is above its trend line. It did have a pretty major correction going into the end of last year, as there was a greater threat when interest rates were rising. But now the fact that things have stabilized to some degree, it's almost baked in that we're going to have two more rate hikes between now and the end of the year. And that has not scared off utilities in any way. So utilities, a big part of the S&P 500 for sure, is more stable and safe as well. But if you have money that's on the sidelines and you're worried about the general market because we're hitting new highs, utilities are a great area because they tend not to be as volatile, number one. And also, they kick off a pretty decent dividend yield. This ETF right now, the dividend yield is 3%. Heck of a lot better than you can get in long-term treasuries, and a lot more stable in a rising rate environment.
Utilities are something that plenty of people have a lot of. They might have tilted their portfolio that way. They've got it because they own plain vanilla growth funds, etc. So how much of a tilt are we talking about here? Or are we talking about an upgrade? Like, this is one of the best performing long-term ETFs over the last couple of years. Is it I'm upgrading to this or I'm adding to this? And how much of a tilt, if I'm doing it, am I putting on?
If you're happy with the way the market's going, if you're happy with your portfolio, mostly in equities and growth-oriented stocks, great. Stick with it. On the other hand, with the VIX now below 10, and we haven't seen that in a long period of time. If you go back over time and you see other periods of time when the VIX is at 10 or below, there's usually a storm coming. And I'm not predicting that. However, the best time to hedge your portfolio is actually when you're feeling the best about it and the market's hitting all-time highs. So there are a lot of folks out there that are saying, look, I'm comfortable taking a little bit off the table in the growth portion of my portfolio. And if you feel that way, if you're older, if you're planning more for retirement, and you like having less volatility but also a better dividend yield, this might be something to consider. And also, you can follow the trend, Chuck. We talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it works very, very well with a 200-day average. As you talk about the last 5 years, yeah, you know, there were some periods where it did pretty well, but it also had some decent corrections. A 200-day average would have smoothed out some of those corrections.
That's part of what you want to do. And folks, if you want to learn more about, you know, when we talk about 200-day moving average, which, by the way, I had an audience question, Tom, so I might as well take this in the limited time we have left. Somebody was asking, hey, where do you go to find the 200-day moving average that Tom Lydon talks about? It's pretty much available. It's basically looking at a chart. Is there any place that you would tell them specifically?
We have it on our site, but if you go to Yahoo Finance, that a lot of people do, it's free. Any charting service that's free has a 200-day average. At one point, if you get too far above the 200-day average when you're looking to buy, maybe put a 100-day average in there, which is a little bit more sensitive, more trades, but less downside risk.
Yeah, it's pretty much any place you go to look at charting software, you can ask it to chart out an average, and you can put in the number of days you want, or it'll offer you preset things like 50 and 200 and what have you. But in this case, we're talking about that average on the utility select sector, Spider, the XLU, and Tom said you could use the 200-day average. You could just be wanting to tilt in that general direction. Fund has been doing very well as the sector has been heating back up and as the weather's been heating up. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out the website, and if you want more information, you can also go to Twitter, where the site is at ETF Trends, and Tom is at Tom Lydon. Well, we just got off to a rolling start on the Thursday edition of Money Life, but there is much more to come, so settle back and relax. Don't touch dials. Don't touch buttons. We're living the money life, and we'll be back, and you'll be with us in just a moment.